All right, Rick, Richard, the second half of, again, the minivan, I guess you could call it, challenge. You drove a Honda Odyssey, which is Honda's version of what we just talked about.
Honda's version, Daddy. I got to kind of take it around, drove it everywhere. Again, whenever the kids get it, we move the car seats and such around, and it makes it work. It's got latches everywhere, and for those of you that don't know what that is, it's the little metal points that connect to the frame of the seats in the vehicle that lets you, you know, more securely fasten your car seat as compared to, you know, just using a, just using the seat belt for that matter, right?
Okay.
This has a similar camera to the other vehicle that we talked about. It's called Cabin View. It's also got Cabin Talk on it, which means
cool.
that you can just press a button and instead of turn around and yelling at those little rascals to quiet down. Or even if you just, instead of wanting to, you know, yell to get to the back seat because cars are noisy no matter how good they do, you can basically talk that, and it comes through the speakers. And you can actually choose an option to have it come through the headphones at the same time. Does have an infotainment rather than some of these other cars where it's got the, I guess, the more common dad of kind of screens in front of each second row passenger. This has got just kind of one big screen up above. They had a Fire Stick in it. I'm not sure if Honda's got their own system, but I'll tell you, with the Wi-Fi hotspot that's in it and the Fire Stick combination, and honestly, Dad, my kids are as good as using that thing anymore as anything else. It works really well, super easy to operate. The headphones work really, really well. Second row seats in this one did not fully recline, as you kind of mentioned. However, Dad, what was really nice is this has a removable, fully removable second row. And that means that you can take out the center console and kind of give yourself just some captain's chairs. You can leave the center console in there. You could actually remove one of the seats, or both of them for that matter, if you wanted to, and store them in your garage or wherever. And you've got the ability to slide these seats in and out. And I'll tell you, my daughter loved that because she got to sit next to her baby brother when she normally is across the aisle from him, right? And so ultimately, that, and this was the Honda Elite, so kind, or the Odyssey Elite, so kind of the creme de la creme, top of the line. All of this is in all of the creature comforts up front that you would expect to, as far as heated and ventilated front seats, heated steering wheel, Honda's kind of adaptive cruise technology, Dad, some of their safety features, all of that for pretty much kind of what we were just talking about a little bit over $52,000 for this price, Dad, which with some of these other larger SUVs that are similar passenger capacity, Dad, you're basically getting, you know, you can buy two minivans for the price of one.
You know what? You can't argue with that at all. Not at all.
No, and again, folks, everyone kind of gives us a hard time. They all laugh. But I will tell you, if you're looking for functionality, and maybe looks aren't there, but you just want the best functionality that you can get, this is a vehicle I would highly recommend that you check out. You go look at, get yourself in it, get your friends in it, get your family in it. Whoever you're going to do, because ultimately, Dad, that's what's going to matter. And I would give two thumbs up. To the 2025 Honda Odyssey Elite, kind of really, really opened my eyes to what can be done. So if you want to head to your local Honda dealer, Dad, check it out. And when they do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.